Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on MLB Central, your host Will McElhattan will discuss many topics, including Hamilton's deal to the Texas Rangers, Yankees win the Subway Series, and Wainwright goes down with injury. Starting lineups and more. Fans, don't worry. You too can be part of the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. Today is April 27th, 2015. In our baseball history, in 1977, the Cardinals were on a three-game losing streak. To end this, they routed the Cubs at Wrigley Field 20-3. Redbird shortstop Gary Templeton crosses home plate five times, making it a new team record. And for a baseball joke of the day, Eric and Victor were walking down the road. So Eric had a joke for Victor. What has 18 legs and catches flies? Victor responded, "I have no idea." Eric later said, "A baseball team." And that is the joke of the day. All right, so our first topic here is going to be the Yankees. And as you may very well know, there was a big series this past weekend as it was the annual Subway Series. And the Subway Series, if you don't know, is the series between the Yankees and the Mets. It's always a big deal, so big weekend. I mean, last night they had the national game, Sunday Night Baseball, and the series was tied one apiece. The Mets had won the recent game, and the Yankees just really won that game yesterday. It was a great game, but the Yankees came out on top, winning it. And so, my thoughts on this new Yankees ball club. I mean, well, first of all, gotta talk about the Mets too. I mean, what a great team they are showing out to be this early in the season. I just think it's very impressive that they have been sporting such a good record in the early going, and I don't really think a whole bunch of people thought of it. Other than that, you then have the New York Yankees. And the Yankees, I mean, looked as a team that would struggle greatly this year, but they've shown that they could really be a good team, and I think I've definitely surprised a lot of folks. So, fans, I want to see what your reaction is. 516-666-990. We're into our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. All right, so as you may well know, co-host Benson Sector was not able to make the show today, so I'll be doing the 30 minutes here today. So let's get back into the Yankees-Mets Subway Series topic. Yankees beat the Mets 6-4, and I mean, that's a good game. I mean, Mets are now 14-5, Yankees 11-8. And last in the Bronx, Shreve got the win, Neese got the loss, Miller got his seventh save of the year, and Alex Rodriguez stepped in with 658 home runs, and he went deep. A solo home run, giving his 659th home run of his career, and I don't know if he's next to it or tied with, hold on, he's now within one of Willie Mays' 660 career home runs, and I think this is just really making a whole bunch of baseball fans around the country extremely mad. I mean, Alex Rodriguez is proving, I think, everyone wrong. I mean, definitely in the later stages of his prime and let alone his career, but he has really shown that he is not going away anytime soon and still is able to produce for the New York Yankees. And I mean, I think Alex Rodriguez, I mean, I definitely don't like him. I don't think anyone truly likes him except for maybe Yankee fans. But I want to know what your thoughts on the fans too. But I mean, do you think he would be hated as much if he weren't on the popular New York Yankees? I mean, they're like the number one team other than maybe like the Dallas Cowboys in all of American sports. I mean, you have to go down the list of all those great teams, but I just think that's crazy of how much hate he really gets. So, you have to think, I mean, coming into the series, the Mets were on an 11-game winning streak. The best so far in baseball, they were 10-0 at home. And I mean, just really just winning ball games. So what you have to think here is, does this 2-1 series loss against the Yankees of New York City, does this have to lower anything for them? I mean, does this put them back? What does this do to their confidence towards the rest of the season? As, I mean, what are their thoughts on having to lose two out of three really big games? So that's just, want to know what your thoughts are. Okay, we are now going to go into Josh Hamilton. I mean, it seems like this past couple throughout the weekend, Josh Hamilton is going to go back onto his former teams, the Texas Rangers. I mean, everything's just about settled out now. They even played a weekend series against each other. That's probably when everything truly went down. But, I mean, is this a surprise to you guys? I mean, it wasn't a huge surprise to me when I heard he was going to leave the team. I mean, maybe the Rangers, yes, definitely, as he left them. But, I mean, was this really a surprise? I mean, Hamilton was an absolute slugging monster in Texas. He hit 4 home runs in a game once. But does it surprise you at all that he's gone? I mean, it's totally not. Know what you guys thought on him going back to his original team, the Texas Rangers. Okay. So more on Josh Hamilton up here. And I think for Angel fans, I mean, what year was that? 2012, 2013, I would say. Where, I mean, Mike Trout got good. They got Albert Pujols, who was a little washed out at that time, coming from the St. Louis Cardinals, but still, he's always been a competitor, always a great player. And they had Mark Trumbo was in. He had a couple great years on that team. And they really had a team for destiny. And then they just sort of fell apart that year, not really doing all that much. And I think one of the main reasons was Josh Hamilton. I mean, in the year 2013, Hamilton batted .250 with 21 home runs. And you might hear the word 21 home runs. Well, that was not even half of what he had the year before, 2012, as a part of the Texas Rangers ball club with 43. I mean, you look at these numbers, And he is almost doing, he's basically doing better in every single one in his 2012 year with Texas. And I mean, this just goes down the board for every single year. Last year, he only made it into 89 games. I mean, this guy was nothing, just a very average player, batted 263. I mean, not a guy that highly respected. His 8 years in the league really isn't good for anything except for the 2008 home run derby, as we all know, and his couple great slugging years as a part of the Texas Rangers. And so, what do you guys think? Do you think coming back to his main team will really have any effect on him? What do you think? I mean, this guy's in April and sort of sizzles down past the All-Star break. So I just want to know, I mean, I can't imagine him getting any worse. I mean, he had some off-season scandal stuff. What is it? Yeah, with PEDs. But whatever. Coming back as a part of the Texas Rangers may really help him. Or he wash out like he did as a Los Angeles Angel. So there's a lot to be talked about him. Extremely a lot. Josh Hamilton, if you hadn't heard before, going back to the Texas Rangers. I mean, if you look at his career numbers, a 292 batting average with 192 home runs. I mean, I want you to single out that average. He batted significantly less as an Angel from that number right there, 292. I just think it's crazy how he did that. All right, so now we're going to take a not really a break, but before we get to our real break, we're going to go down through the Monday games we have today on the show. So at 6:10, we have Toronto and Boston. Also at 6:10, Kansas City at Cleveland. And on ESPN at 7 o'clock, we have the Washington Nationals against the Atlanta Braves. Also at 7, we have the Chicago White Sox against Baltimore Orioles, the Tampa Bay Rays against the New York Yankees, and the Tampa Bay Rays, this is the first time that they will be outdoors. I mean, that's just playing at their home Tropicana Field. This is truly their first time playing outside. Looks to me. All right, we have Milwaukee at Cincy at 7:10. 7:10, we have New York Mets against the Miami Marlins. Battle at Texas. Also at 8, we have the Pittsburgh Pirates visiting Chicago and Wrigley Field. Detroit at Minnesota. Philly at St. Louis. Colorado at Arizona. And here we have a big rivalry game that I want to see a great series of the Giants haven't gotten off to the best start they've liked, as they're going to have a big series up against the rivals of the Dodgers. And the last game we have tonight is Houston and San Francisco. Folks, we are 15 minutes into the show. We will now take our break and enjoy the song, Wicked Ones. This night ain't for the faint of heart.
faint of heart, for the faint of heart. This night ain't for the faint of heart, cause the faint of heart gon' fall apart. This night ain't for the holy man with the holy plan for the promised land.
I guess we're back here on MLB Central, and we're now going to get into our next topic as Wade Wright. Wade Wright will likely be out of the season as he suffered an injury batting. And, I mean, this is just such a huge blow to the St. Louis Cardinals. Definite ace. He's always just a big game pitcher. He has gone deep into the playoffs many, numerous times, especially recently. And I just think a devastation for the Cardinals. I mean, you have to look at this guy. He's a real gamer, loves to go out there, doesn't want to give up the ball. Great teammate. He's always been a leader. And it's sort of a real shame for the St. Louis Cardinals organization that they're going to have to lose him. But as you go around the league, talk to different teams, you have to wonder, is this all that big a problem to them? I mean, they definitely don't want to see a guy like him go down, but Adam Wainwright is out for the season with an Achilles. I mean, just crazy out of nowhere. He's out. And so, yeah, that's it for him. He could just only four starts in, kiss his 2015 campaign goodbye. And, I mean, you have to think down the road, how many wins will the Cardinals lose of that? You'd have to at least think maybe 10. And then you go down, like, NL Central teams, other teams, how are they going to be able to gain on having a less pitching duel? I mean, this is one of the best starting rotations it has been one of the best starting rotations in baseball the last couple years. And with Waka, they think when he could get back to in that 2013 postseason, there's a lot of positives for this team and the pitching staff. When your ace goes down, it's like a stab to the chest and it's going to hurt. And I think it'll show in their dugout, on the field. And I think it's just very unfortunate for the St. Louis Cardinals. The fans, want to hear your thoughts on this, how this is going down. And I just want to know what you guys think. 516-666-990 or enter at www.blog.com. LB Central. You know it. Okay. Get back into Adam Wainwright. I mean, we're still in April. We've got a couple days still until we can get out of the dreaded first month of baseball. And the other thing is, with Wainwright going down only four starts in, he really didn't have that much of an impact. I mean, he didn't win him any big games. So that's just something you have to think. Like, it's basically going the whole year without him. And I think they will definitely, you have to think that they'll suffer from it. Which brings into a different topic, same topic, but different thoughts now. Does this put other teams at an advantage? I mean, look, for instance, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They have come 2 years in a row very close to the division, but now with this, you have to think, can they gain a couple games on that, especially head-to-head. And the Cardinals have been a powerhouse past couple years. I mean, you have to think that the Cardinals being the Cardinals, they're somehow, some way, they'll get another guy to step up and take his role, but it just might not even see it. And so as I'm watching the replay, I mean, take the healthy cut at it, pops it straight up in the air, then mid infielder gets it, and then just gets his Achilles. And I mean, that's an injury that can be really scary and can take you out for a while. Which brings up, I think, a question many MLB people are now talking about, is the DH in the National League. I mean, either if you want to ban the DH in the American League or add it in the NL, you would just have to think within these couple years that there's going to be a change to the DH rule. And I think it's looking towards the DH in putting it in the National League. Oh, fans, I want to hear what your thoughts about a DH in the National League. But, I mean, I know it's just another thing that NL pitchers have to do, another risk they have to take. But, I mean, I think they should keep it. I mean, we've seen for years and stats, definitely, that the NL and AL are totally different games. I mean, you think the NL has almost seems like a lot more strategy. I mean, what, who do you warm up in your bullpen? Because the starting pitcher might not be able to go as long. I mean, you have a lot better chance of going a complete game in the AL than you do in the NL because of the batting. I mean, you have to put some perspective all the times that they have to, a starter is getting a roll, I'm going to have to take him out sixth, seventh inning just because he is due up to bat, and I mean, this pitchers now are, you know, mac out. So, you know, you wonder there a little bit. Fans, want to know what you have to say about the PH coming, and we will now go to the seventh inning stretch. On MLB Central, we have about 2:40 left to play here in our show. We are now time for closing statements. And fans, I want to hear what you have to say about the show. 516-666-990 or enter the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. So one thing that I will definitely take away from the show is the discussion on the DH in the National League. And I just think, you have to think at some time, sooner or later, they're going to have to add the DH and the NL just for an injury status. But I think they should keep it, you know, tradition, change the style of play, definitely, as they will need more hitters. But, yeah. All right. I would like to thank Benson Fector, Brandon Fector, and the rest of the Fector family for helping us put on this production of MLB Central here on Blog Talk Radio. We will be having shows every weeknight at 6:30 to 7:30. And that's going to take us to the wrap-up of the episode. Strike three, and that's the ballgame.